Hey, what's up? So, let's Chris Laker, happy Memorial Day. Is a day off and a day to remember all the people who died wars for our country. So we remember them today on picnics and whatever. I'm going on a picnic. It's 12:24 p.m. Man, I was tired. Tried to get up a while ago, and it's just no fucking way. There's a big picnic going on in the park, a bunch of friends, so I'm gonna go do that pretty soon. It's raining. I didn't even realize it's raining. Maybe there's no picnic. So, well, then I'll just watch war documentaries and remember that I'm too weak to serve in the military. My dad, of course, fought in Vietnam, but he was stationed in Massachusetts. But it was during the Vietnam War, the end. But he's still went through boot camp. He was in the Air Force, which I think if you're in the military, they look down on the Air Force. They call them they think they're not as tough. But they're flying planes. It's pretty cool. I guess the Marines do that too. I don't know. But USA. So I'm just gonna see what's going on. And man, my cats are they are being, well, that's Mabel that yells. The phone was actually all caught up in my sheet here, laying on her back. Oh. Anyway, that's just I got nothing. I gotta just do the news. Sure, there's it's probably slow news day, being a holiday and all. But let's see if there's not something. Well, it's not a holiday all across the world. Although, like in England, I don't know if they do this in other places. In England, whenever we got a holiday in America, I was there for Labor Day. I don't think I was there for Memorial Day, but I was there for Labor Day. And they all had off, and they called it a bank holiday. So I think they just fucking take off anyway. And they don't got to remember nothing. I don't think they probably got a different day to remember stuff. So, there you go. They still have, Rob from Brighton still has off from work today. So, happy bank holiday to you. Judge rejected Orange County's claim that social workers didn't know lying in court was wrong. Can you? That's a ballsy defense. I gotta give it to these social workers. I'm not gonna read the article because I just love that they got busted for lying in court, and then they said, "We didn't know. We thought if you got away with it, it was cool." Just like in life, lying is always wrong unless you get away with it. Well, I hope they got some points for saying this, for saying they didn't know it was wrong. I think it's a great defense. golfer Tiger Woods arrested in DUI charges in Jupiter, Florida. Oh, Tiger. Ever since you got caught cheating on your wife, haven't been able to pull it together. I don't know. I wonder how DUI'd he was. Like, was he just... Hey, FOMO. FOMO just got my face. She's, I mean, in a nice way. She's being nice. But, doesn't say. It doesn't say how, like, they just said he was arrested. Oh, Fomagene. FOMO's like, she's a very loving cat. She's just looking my face and being very nice. It's the thing about the cats looking your face, it's very sweet, and their tongues are like really rough. So after like a second, it hurts, but it's very nice. Well, Tiger, don't drink and drive, man. You know that. I mean, well, for that dude, he's got the money for. Maybe they don't have Uber in Jupiter. I doubt it. But he should just have a dude. If I was rich, I would just have a dude drive me everywhere. I don't even drink. I would just have somebody drive me all the time, because why not? Why not have somebody driving you all the time? Then you can, like, whenever you get a text message, you can answer it. And, you know, Tiger's out there. He's Tindering. He's texting. He's doing shit. He's probably meeting ladies. Have a driver, man. Not going to help him now. DUI, well, he's going to have to get one, maybe. Okay. Good luck, Tiger. Nobody wants to buy this Connecticut ghost town that's on sale for $1.9 million. Ooh, maybe we do. Right? What if we all got together and bought a town? $2 million. I mean, I came up with the idea, so I'm not going to have to chip in as much, and I don't have any money, but I think you guys would, we could all live in the same town. It's in Connecticut, so it's not even that far from New York. Johnsonville, Connecticut. Look straight out of an episode of Twin Peaks. Old Mill. It's been abandoned for nearly 20 years. Located on 62 acres off the Connecticut River in Johnsonville. Is up for grabs for $1.9 million. I bet we could talk him down even. An eccentric millionaire with the funds to spare with... Okay, they're just trying to get cutesy with the language. It's now unoccupied with the exception of a caretaker and a security guard who keeps aspiring ghost hunters and urban explorers from snooping around the grounds. Oh, man. We could probably rename the town something fun. Like, Poopsville. I mean, that's just my first, like, thought. But, you know, that's not definite. We could name it something fun. We could all live in the same, place. And be in a town, and then I'll still do podcasts, or we could all just hang out at the local coffee shop, and I'll just talk to everybody in person, and then there won't be a need for a podcast. But, you know, and will own a town. It's on 62 acres. I don't need more than my apartment size. I probably want a one bedroom, you know, we're in a studio now. I'd want a one bedroom apartment, but nothing that big. I'm a pretty simple dude. So let's all do it. Let's all get it. Why not? It's probably a beautiful place. Connecticut's nice. And we'll have a good time. Everybody start getting your money together. And we'll see if we can put together. I bet we'd get from 1.5. If we get 1.5 million, let's buy this fucking town. And then we'll figure it out. It'll be like, if you put in more money, you get more town. And I get a certain amount of town just for finding. I have a finder's fee. And I'll put in, you know, I can put in like $100 maybe. But I also get, you know, let's not act like I don't deserve a little bit of the town for this whole idea. But if you put in the most, then maybe you get the name. We'll name it after whoever puts in the most. But we'll figure it out. All right, let's get it going. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. I'm going to go do some Memorial Day stuff and at least get some coffee. I need some coffee. But I will talk to you tomorrow. We love you.